Hello, author friends. Welcome to episode number 23 of the Write It podcast. I am your host, Deanna, and I would like to say happy 2024. Every new year, I blog about and podcast about goals versus resolutions. I like to talk about the difference between the two, what they are, and how to set yourself up for a prosperous new year. So that is what we are going to discuss today. At the beginning of every year, like I said, I do this, and I do it because it encourages me and because I want to encourage others. So at this point, let's resolve to leave 2023 behind us, where it belongs, in the past, and create for ourselves a joyous, prosperous, healthy 2024. So I'd like to start by talking about what a resolution is versus what a goal is, okay? So a resolution, and these are just in my words, is a promise we make to ourselves and declare to others that we will make a positive change for the new year. A goal is a plan that we put into place to move towards a better life. Can you see the difference? It's subtle, but there's a difference. So a resolution is a promise, but a goal is a plan. Those are my easy words to understand what I'm trying to say. So this year, let's set goals for ourselves. Let's make a plan. Let's write a list of things that we would like to improve in our lives. Let's decide where we want to be financially, physically, emotionally, relationally. Let's set reasonable goals for ourselves and then take baby steps towards our new goals, aka our new life, okay? So if you are an author like me, let's set goals for the new year for ourselves. Let's decide, you know, maybe what genre of books we're going to write, how many we'd like to write, if we're going to change up the process of the way that we go about our writing. Let's write it all down and make a plan. If you are a someone who would like to become an author, let's do the same thing for you. Make your lists. Write it all down. Set it before you so that you could go back and review it and read over it and allow those lists to encourage you to reach your goals. So for 2024, let's turn our dreams into our reality. I don't know if you're a meditator or not. I do like to meditate. And I also enjoy meditating on my goals and the changes that I want to make. I like to see myself and feel myself living the life that I desire. So talk about your dreams and goals with people who will build you up and encourage you. Don't talk about your dreams and your goals with people who are going to tear you down or be negative about them. You know the difference, and you know the people that encourage you, and you know the people that tear you down. Don't talk to the people that tear you down about your goals. Because you want to talk to the people who will encourage you and lift you up and push you in the right direction, not drag you back. Make your plan and work towards it every day. Each day, just little by little, take baby steps, but don't give up. And don't feel like you have to tackle everything all at once. I know I'm guilty. I'm guilty of that myself. But I have learned over the years to take my baby steps, write one book at a time. Take my time writing my outlines. This way they're complete and it makes it easier for myself when I sit down to start writing the book. Let's make changes within ourselves to become the people that we want to be this year. It can be done, and we are the only ones who can make it happen. Nobody else can change you, only you can. So whether if it's getting healthy and joining a gym, writing your books, starting a business, change the things that we don't like about ourselves and our lives. We can do it this year. Let's make this our year, friends. We can do it. So 2023 taught me so many beautiful things. I learned how to create my future by what I say and feel, the law of attraction is real, my friends. It truly is. And it's time we allowed it to work for our benefit rather than our destruction. So the things that we think about and the things that we speak are the things that we are going to have, whether they're positive or negative. If we speak negative and we think negative and we dwell on the things that are negative in our lives, we are going to attract more negativity. But if we think on the positive things and speak positivity over our lives, then we will draw the positive things to us. And it's real and it's true and it does work, but it works both ways. So if you have been a very negative thinker or a negative speaker, chances are you have a lot of negativity in your life. It is not too late to turn that around, my friends. Turn it around right now, this very moment, and promise yourself and decide that you will only speak positive and you will only think positive. Does this mean that something negative won't come to our mouth or our mind? No. But when it does, we have to knock it down and we have to remove it from our mind and we have to remove the negative things from our speech and turn those negativities into positivities. Think on positive things. When a negative thought comes, wipe it out and think on a positive thought. If you speak something negative, I mean, it happens. I say negative things. I try and be a positive person, but I do sometimes say negative things. I will counteract it. And I will say, ugh, I shouldn't have said that. No, let me rephrase. And I will fix it. And it takes practice, and it's not the easiest thing in the world to do, but it can be done. So if you guys have Netflix, I highly recommend you watch The Secret. It has helped change my life. And I'm confident it can do the same for you if you receive the information that it has to give. If you enjoy reading, maybe make a goal that you are going to read more books that will help you this upcoming year. Self-help books, business books, I mean, even fiction books, whatever you enjoy. I do this on Goodreads. So I head over to Goodreads and I set my goal for the year at the beginning of each year in January. I set my goal of how many books I would like to read for the upcoming year. And every time I finish reading or listening to a book, I head over to Goodreads and I put it in. And I love seeing the numbers of the books that I've read go up, and I love seeing myself reach my goal. I have already met my goal for 2023. Actually, I exceeded it by several books, and I was really, really happy to see that. So I do count audiobooks, and I count books that I read. You know, it's up to you if you want to just count, you know, the books that you're reading and not listening to, but I do count both. I do tend to read more books than I listen to, though. But there are a few audiobooks thrown in throughout the year as well. So, my friends, what did you take away from this? This is the beginning of anything you want. Let me repeat that. 2024 is the beginning of anything you want. You can make all good things happen for yourself. Decide right now that that is what you are going to do and do it. If you are miserable in your job, miserable, start looking for a new one. I would never give advice and say, just quit. Have faith. No. But you can start looking for a new one. And while you're still working and while you still have your income coming in, you can start looking for something that you will enjoy more, or maybe is less stressful, or maybe working for someone that you get along with better. Whatever the case may be, if you're not making enough money and you need to make enough money, excuse me, you need to make more money, then start a side hustle. Maybe start writing books or get some type of side job or something you can do. I also bake on the side to bring in extra income. I teach baking classes. to bring in extra income for my family. And I absolutely love teaching the baking classes. I teach for my town. So there are things that you can do with your talents, things that you love, that you will enjoy, that you can make money with. So think about it. Jot it down. Write down some ideas that you have, things that you enjoy doing, and how you can make a side hustle out of those things. It's doable, friends. It is so doable, and you can do it. So I hope that you have enjoyed this goals versus resolutions episode. As I said, I like to do this every year because I like to encourage others, and it uplifts and encourages me as well. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode today. I hope that it has encouraged you, and I hope it's got you kind of pumped up a little bit to make 2024 a fantastic year. Make it everything that you want it to be, friends, because you can do it. Okay? So butts in seats, fingers on keyboards, write those books, author friends. You've got this. Have a fantastic year.